seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bay-David, and to all the NFL fans out there, for those of you that follow NFL, I'm talking football, National Football League, I'm going to talk to you about lessons from football that every entrepreneur should know about. So every year, around the month of September, millions of football disciples around the world get glued to the TV screen. They scream, they holler, they shout, they debate on why they believe their sports team, their football team, is going to win the Super Bowl that year, and then only one team ends up winning. Having said that, the game of football, fundamentally, one of the most difficult sports, one of the most difficult games you'll play, because all these things that you need to know about it has a lot to do with business. Today, I'm going to share with you 15 points that you can learn from the game of football that has to do with business. And by the way, if you haven't yet subscribed to this channel, be sure to click on the subscribe button to get future content and any of the other videos that we have on Valuetainment. Let me get to point number one. You got to play to the buzzer. You watch many games. They'll play the wrong play. Coach makes the wrong call. It's game over. They lose. And they didn't play to the buzzer. They didn't time manage it properly. In business, in sales, I've been in sales for many, many years. I've run many sales organizations. And at the same time, I've done business where we're raising money, doing all this other stuff. I've seen people too often celebrate way too early just because they got a sale and the client said yes. First, it has to clear, it has to do this, you need paperwork, verifications, all of this other stuff. Then you have a cooling off period. The close ain't done yet. You still got work to do. When it's done, the money's in the bank, everything is done, then you can go out there and say, we finally have the money and celebrate. Until then, you gotta play to the buzzer. Number two, always communicate. The game changes. There's a lot of audibles. In football, everyone's calling audibles. You'll hear them say all these other stuff. There's a lot of audibles. And the reason why you call audibles in football is because you go out now, you have this play. So you're in the huddle and you say, hey, we're going to do this next play. Okay, ready to go. And you go and you line up and say, oh my gosh, the defense knows exactly what we're doing. I got to call an audible. So you call an audible, receiver comes over here, you go from a passing to a rush. You go from a rush to a passing. You go from whatever it could be, right? And you make that adjustment. If you communicate and you play with your partners and your salespeople and your team regularly, you know how to make the audible based on what the next thing we need to do as a company, what the next investment we need to make, what the next hire, the next fire, the next whatever it is that you need to do because you're communicating. Number three, multiple teams, defense, offense, special teams. Home office has sales, support, compliance, so many different teams that you have. Every team, if you look, they cheer each other on, every team. So you'll hear many times special team is pushing offense. Offense is pushing defense. Defense is encouraging offense. Sometimes they challenge, say, listen, man, defense is doing their part. Brother, come on, score some points. Offense say, hey, listen, we're doing our part, man. Defense, come on, hold the fort down, right? So in the company could be, look, we're making our sales. Can you guys close and do your operation well, please? Look, we're doing the operation. Guys, go get some new clients. But there's a little bit of that push going on, but at the same time, support going on as well. Number four, show love to your supporters. You'll see a lot of players that'll get up and they'll thank their fans, or you'll see teams thanking their fans. I mean, I can bring that back to myself. Just earlier today, we did a webinar. Let me tell you what this webinar was. We're putting an event together in Vegas here soon. And the event, every year I put an annual convention together. This is a $1 million budget convention, couple $100,000 AV, dinner, all this other stuff. All these speakers, Wayne Gretzky, Calipari, Jabrani, Fred, all these people that are going to be at this event, okay? 4 or 5 day event. What I did, I went and rented all the exotics in Las Vegas, 9 Lambos, 6 Ferraris, I rented all the exotics. We did a draft pick right now, and my top 20 performers from number 1 to number 20, it was a draft pick. For 1 minute, we surprised them with the list of 20 cars was, because they didn't know the list of 20 cars, with the price point on every car, color, spider, not spider, whatever it is, coupe, they picked whatever car they wanted from top to bottom. Why am I doing that? They're the supporters of the company. In sports, if you don't know who the supporters of your company are, which is the fans, you screw up. You got to realize who the supporters of your company are. In a football team, people want to play for the Patriots because they take care of their players. People want to play for Dallas Cowboys because he takes care of their players. You got to take care of your supporters. Matter of fact, Valuetainment, why don't we do this here? We're getting a lot of people that are ordering Valuetainment, and I'm an entrepreneur shirts lately on Valuetainment store. You can always go and order your own shirts on valuetainmentstore.com. But this is what I'm gonna do with anybody that's watching so far right now. Stay tuned to the end of the video. I'm gonna have a special, maybe we'll have a special giveaway for some of the Valuetainers that are on here. Stay tuned till the end. I'll make an announcement on a giveaway that you can take advantage of. But you gotta always show support. You gotta show love to your supporters. Number five, surround yourself with talent. You know, if you work in a place and you're running a business and you are the smartest guy there, you're gonna be in trouble for a very long time. If you are the smartest guy for every single thing, you ain't gonna go too many places with your business. If you start a football team and you don't have guys in, you know, in defense that have talent in offense and special teams, you ain't going too far. You can't just do it on one side, by the way. You gotta really be able to have a well-rounded team. Same goes with business. As you start developing your business, you gotta start saying, who can I attract to my side here to run sales? Who can I attract to do compliance? Who can I attract to do all this other stuff? You gotta attract talent. Talent isn't just sometimes recruiting, sometimes it's attracting. You gotta create yourself in an opportunity where you're attracting talent that wants to also come and play for your team, because word spreads. People say, when you work with this guy, XYZ happens. When they work with you, people win. Number seven, how to compete. Competition sometimes is a strange thing. You'll hear a lot of people say things about competition. Says, no one's my competition. My buddy Grant will say, I don't compete with anybody. I only want to dominate. You'll hear in books, people say, I don't compete with no one. Competition is this, competition is that. You're in the game of domination. All of those things are great for quotes on Instagram. Believe me, they work. They get a lot of likes. But let me tell you about the game of competition. If you play the game of football, and if you didn't watch tape of your opponent, if you didn't study tapes of what the cornerback or the quarterback or any of this stuff does, you don't stand a chance to win the championship. Now, having said that, your best competition that you have in business is to always focus on beating your own prior best as a team, as a company. That's number one. 90% of your focus should be on what you can do to make your system better, your operation better, yourself better, your opportunity better, your company better, everything better here. 10% should be spent studying your competitors. Football teams don't spend 90% studying their competition. They spend 90% practice on working on themselves, with 10% saying, what are the Patriots doing? What are the Cowboys? What are all these other guys doing? You need to still spend some time on the other side of the competition as well. Number seven, hard work. By the way, we should probably do a video on competition. One video specific to competition. I have some thoughts, we can do that. Number seven, hard work. It's very simple. Yeah, there's so many debates and rhetoric that people say, I know a lot of people that work hard and don't have a lot of money. I know a lot of people that work hard. I know a lot of people that work hard. In the game of football, you obviously got to have some talent. But there's a lot of talented people in the world who are athletic. I see a lot of talented guys who had a chance to play in the NFL and they don't do it. And I'm not even talking about people who get injured. Paul got injured heavily. He played college football at Iowa State or Iowa. Which one did you play football at?
Iowa,
okay? And Paul got hurt. But there's a lot of guys who had a shot at going in, but they didn't have hard work. In the game of football, if you don't work hard, you ain't gonna last there for a long time. By the way, in the game of business, if you don't work hard, you ain't gonna be in the league of business for a long time. It requires your best effort and a constant effort if you wanna stay in the game of business for a long time. Number eight, and by the way, football, some people are in there for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Very few people have a long career. Takes a lot of work, take care of your body, conditioning. Number eight, study the system and culture. Paul was telling me earlier, I asked him, I said, why do you think football's one of the toughest? I think hockey's the toughest sport. He says, the reason why football's the toughest sport, because it has the most plays you gotta study, offense, give me the different ones, dime, 4-3, 3-4. I mean, there's so many things that you can say in an offensive plays you have, you know, what you can do, option. There's so much detail to the game of football, accuracy, there's so much to it, right? But it requires you to study the system. Every company, every business, every industry, no matter what you do, there's a system. You gotta master the system. You gotta master the culture. You gotta master that part of a game to be able to scale it, because a system is what allows a player like me to come into a system, and the system I start duplicating me to becoming a better cornerback, Because a system that we teach in the Belichick system, the quarterbacks do this. I bring the talent and my abilities, whatever I have, but Belichick says, here's how we do this. His quarterback coach has a system on doing this. His quarterback coach, exactly same thing that happens with your business. The more systems you have, the more talent you will duplicate. Number nine, practice. It's obvious. I don't need to spend a lot of time on that. You got to practice your trade constantly. Number 10, sacrifice. You know that, I know that. Without sacrifice, nothing's going to happen to the game of business if you don't sacrifice. Number nine, shortcuts. You see many times, say, PED, all this other stuff, and it's against the rules for you to do it in the game of football. But it also happens in a business, whether it's finances, taxes, laws, regulation, licensing, all of these things. Some people try to take shortcuts. I'm going to do it this way with business. I remember I was in Bally Total Fitness when I left Bally's. There was a couple of us that we were top salespeople in Bally's, and we left Bally's. And when I left Bally's, one of the guys went into a complete different business. And a few years later, he was making $300,000-$400,000 per month. And I was only making $30,000 a month after a couple of years of leaving Bally's. And I was furious. This guy's making $400,000. I'm making $30,000 a month. That's a big difference. What he makes in a month, I make in a year. That's a big, big difference, okay? So I started saying, man, maybe I need to do something. And then the more I started studying, I realized there's some shortcuts that's being taken. And I don't want to take shortcuts. So I stayed focused to my game. My growth was slightly slower than his, but that person just collapsed. $6 million of IRS money being owed, and all of a sudden being asked to either go back to your country because this person's not a US citizen or stay here. And it was unfortunate. One of the most talented salespeople I saw ever. The guy was a smooth closer, but he was always interested in this. This doesn't happen in the world of business. Neither does it happen in football. Number 12. Never fear change. I'll tell you what I mean by never fear change. People come, people go. Companies hire, fire. I'm in the insurance industry. Every time I'm with a new insurance company, the executive team changes. This CEO just left. This EVP just left. This president just left. This compliance guy just left. It's always changing. So you got to be willing to adapt. Football, new players come and go. You got to be able to adapt as well. Focus on your game. Improve yourself. Bring as much value. Build solid relationships and just keep growing and bringing value to your company and the people that are working around you. Number 13, no pain, no gain. Simple as that. Football, the same thing. In the game of business, there is no pain, there is no gain, nothing. It doesn't go, you gotta make sure you go through this part as well. I'm always confused when some people tell me and say, Pablo, you don't understand how hard it is for me. But you don't understand how hard it is. It's so difficult. And a guy told me the other day, I don't know if I can do this anymore. It's so hard. It's so difficult. I've been at it for a year and a half. I don't know if I can handle this. I said, do you have kids? He says, no. I said, are you married? He says, no. I says, wait a minute, you're running a business, you don't have a wife, you don't have kids, you're living with your mommy and daddy, and you're saying it's hard? Buddy, what are you going to do when you got a wife and kid, and you got mortgage, and you got all this other stuff, and you still got to run your business? He says, I never thought about it. I said, you don't have it hard, you have it easy. Put your head down, get to work, eventually this will work out for you. We'll see what that guy's going to do. Number 14, play hurt. Every time you talk to players when it's playoff season, they'll say things like this. What's the famous line, Paul? Well, you know, at this time, you know, everybody in the NFL is hurt. No one's playing with perfectly in great conditions. All of us are around, you know, 80% right now. So we have to play. They have something with their fingers that's crooked. They have, this guy's got some knee issues. There's always something that's going on. Doesn't matter. You still got to play hurt. Number 15, sometimes Sundays. You have to work on Sundays. Sometimes you have to work on Sundays. I had a guy that told me, he says, I don't work on weekends. I said, really? It's interesting. But you watch every single football game on Sundays. Isn't it amazing that your heroes work on weekends? He says, what do you mean? I said, your heroes work on weekends. Who are your heroes? You always talk about your pastor and you always talk about your football quarterback. They work on Sundays, but you don't. You watch them. Isn't that amazing? They're leading you. They work on Sundays, but you kick back. Sometimes you got to be willing to work on Sundays. Sometimes. I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes you got to be willing to work on Sundays. I'm a 6 day a week guy, but every once in a while I kind of sneak in. I like to get some work done on Sundays as well. And a last bonus one. This is the last bonus one I will tell you, okay? If you stuck around, comment and said, I stuck around for the bonus round. Comment on the bottom, I stuck around to the bonus round. I promise you most people will not stick around for this bonus round. And by the way, this is by far the most important point out of all the points I'm going to make to you here right now. Watch this. There is psychological momentum in the world of football. Last year, Patriots are playing Atlanta Falcons. We're at my house. Paul is next to me. I got a bunch of people at my house. We're over there. Everybody's saying it's game over. We have this on video. I said, listen, I understand what you're saying, but dude, you cannot bet against a crazy guy like this. This is not a regular guy. You don't say it's over with this guy as the opposing quarterback. He says it's over. Then suddenly you see, they come out, and Edelman says, hey guys, we got this. Let's get this. Let's get this. Let's get this. Let's get this. Brady comes poised. Boom. Play, 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 play. Touchdown. Then they got this two-point conversion. They got this, you know, they went and Julius Jones made that one catch, but then nothing happened. They were out of field goal range. They 25 points. Then 25 points later, they end up winning the Super Bowl. It's the biggest comeback in the history of football. What happened? Psychological momentum. Atlanta killed themselves because you could tell they were all stressed out. Psychologically, the momentum was going on the side of Brady and the Patriots. And once psychologically won that side, it's game over. In business, you'll have competitors. In business, you'll have certain things that's happening with your opponent that if you're not too careful, they can psychologically make you believe you're going to get your ass handed to you. And that's how they beat you. So on one end, when that happens, you got to calm your nerves, focus on your game. Unfortunately, only a percent or two of people can really do that. Now, let me give you the opposite side. If you are having psychological momentum, you better put your foot on the pedal, man. I'm just telling you right now. When you get psychological momentum, you cannot stop a single day when you have psychological momentum. I had a conversation just yesterday. I was in LA. And I'll announce to you, I just had a very big investment that was made with a business partner that's a pretty well-known business, but one of the most famous people around the world. You see who it is invested into our company. A big chunk of money. I'll tell you about it here in the next few episodes. I come here one. Did I come here on Monday? When was it when I came here? Was it on Monday or Tuesday? When did I come in here? Monday. I come. So Sunday, I fly back from somewhere. I don't know where I'm on Sunday. I fly back. Where was I last week, by the way? Before LA. I was somewhere where I flew in. So I fly back. I get back on Sunday. And all of a sudden, I'm not feeling well. I'm like, something's going on in my body. My dad was in town. And then I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. I didn't sleep for 6 hours. 6 hours, my body's shaking. I have to come to work. It's Monday morning. I come to work. I'm trying to do everything. I collapse. And over here, I put two pillows. I had two pillows over here. And there's a blanket here. That blanket right there. Can you give me that blanket right there? I'm laying on the floor here. Okay. I have this blanket. I ask Mario, do we have a blanket? He bring it to me. I take this. Is this your blanket?
Yeah.
This is really your blanket.
Yeah.
This thing smells, by the way, just so you know that. But it didn't matter at that time. Well, I have no idea what it is, man. So I'm right here. I take these two, what do you call those things? The bottom of them. What do you call those two things? Pillows? I don't know if you call it a pillow.
Seat cushion.
Seat cushion. I take the seat cushion. I line it up right here. And I lay down. I put my hands like this. I can't walk. I can't stand up. So all of a sudden, I'm like, something's going on. So Amor comes, Tom comes, Jennifer comes, says, what's going on with you? I'm laying down like this. I got up, okay? I said, take me to the emergency room. I go to the emergency room. They give me a penicillin shot and a steroid shot, and then they give me all these antibiotics. And I go the next day, Tuesday, I have a flight to LA. I had a conference call early in the morning, then another conference call at 10 o'clock that goes an hour and a half every single week on Tuesdays. Then I get on a flight to LA, my body's shaking on the flight. I go in and I have the meeting in Bakersfield, and Bakersfield doesn't have direct flights. I surprise our Bakersfield office. We just signed a 6,000 square foot office space. Then I drive afterwards. I have a meeting for 2 hours with six of our executives in Bakersfield till 12:30. From Bakersfield, I drive down to LA. It's about a 2 hour drive. And then in LA, I wake up, go to appointment, first appointment, 5 o'clock. Then we go 23 hours straight, I work. It was one of the biggest business deals I've done in my life. You know why I did that? Let me tell you why I did that. Because I understand the game of psychological momentum. I fully understand the game of psychological momentum. No one has any idea what we're working on right now with business. But I understand this game. I fully understand this game. If you're still around watching this, and you understand this game of psychological momentum, and if you ever have it on your side and you get casual, you're making a very big mistake. If you ever have it on your side and you keep going with it, this is when suddenly something massive happens that nobody expected. So do not take this thing for granted, nor let the stress side, the negative side of it, make a small problem seem like a big problem. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.